He found that he could no longer finish the stick of nutrite he had started chewing. He spit it into the tube. He rinsed his mouth out with water and spit that out, too. Beside him, Forrest was making noisy chewing sounds.
"I see you met our little trio,"
she said after a particularly loud swallow.
"Who?"
"Bolov, Yin, and Obel,"
she said with a slight belch.
"What did they tell you?"
"Odds."
"Ah, shit," she muttered. "What did they say?"
"They said I was a 1 for 10. Were they right?"
"Well, yeah,"
she replied reluctantly.
"Did that get to you?"
"Probably."
"Well, I can see how it could. But Felix, that's just a probability scale, you know, not a death sentence.
It doesn't have your name on it. For one thing, it assumes average ability, average reflexes, and you're a lot quicker than that. Besides, you've already beat worse odds than that just by being here."
"You think so?"
"I know so. So do you. Remember A-Team? 204 dropped. Only you survived. As a scout yet. Far as I know, that's a first. You're some kind of record."
"Some kind," he said distantly.
"Never mind that stuff. What else did they have to talk about?"
He turned and looked at her.
"They talked about you, as a matter of fact. About your athletic career. The armored..."
"Olympics," she prompted. "The armored Olympic trials."
"Yes, they seem to think you're pretty good."
"I am. Damn good. One of the best."
"They think you're the best they've ever seen."
"I probably am at that."
"They seem to think that you should have won that thing. One of them thought you'd been cheated. Were you cheated?"
"I was beaten. Badly."
"Cheated, huh?" She laughed softly, a pleasant sound.
"What a lovely thought. Felix, I was never really in it. He slaughtered me."
"He?"
"Kent. Nathan Kent. You've probably heard of him."
"No, I haven't."
"Really?
I'm surprised. He's quite famous. Not just on Earth, either. He's recognized on site on about 12 planets, and his name is well known on about 24 more.
People care about him that aren't even sports fans. Everybody's hero, he's called."
"Everybody's hero?"
A warrior with corporal's markings appeared beside them.
"What's all this about a hero?"
asked a feminine voice.
"Who's a hero?"
Forrest laughed.
"What for, Loman? You volunteering?"
"Not a chance,"
replied Loman. She sat down on the sand in front of them.
"Loman, meet Felix."
"Howdy, Felix."
"How do you do?"
"So who's the hero?"
"We were talking about Kent," said Forrest.
"Oh, yeah," responded Loman dryly. "He's a hero, all right."
"Everybody's hero."
Felix found himself drifting, wanting to be alone, but he was determined to stay and try.